the European ancestors came in 1850, and they called this road Springfield Road. And there was a reason for that, because Tutaraki Whanau's rakings punctured the waka, and there are springs just out the door here at Rehua. They're even recorded within the City Council 1857 black map as Turt Water, and we find that very, very significant. And when the City Council realigned Lower Frears Creek, it was quite a buzz that springs popped up, and we do have them controlled by taps now, but they're there. So I thought I'd just mention that, because it's a very important background to the site where this marae is. That the springs created and produced fresh water for the pā of Puari, which was the Waitaha and later Ngāti Mamoe pā, just down the road here from Bealey Avenue, right down Durham Street. That's high land, that's Puari pā, and they would get their fresh water from here. More so than the Waimakariri River would go, not where it is now, but it would come round through to the Hallswell River there behind Christchurch. But when it floods, the debris from way up in the mountains would come down. And I've been told by old people, and I particularly would like to mention the name of Reverend Wera Couch and Ricky Ellison, who used to take me around his car, and we would travel around just the Christchurch here, and he would say what his poet Dick Tyrua had told him, and I feel good about that and good about speaking in this way, because it's not that I'm aware of, not written down, but it was told to me by different tipuna whose photos are hanging in this house just behind me.